Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm not sure what is happening with Skype. It seems to have a mind of its own tonight, but, you know, I'm praying that we will get through this show. I know my honored guest is hanging out in the green room. He is an old friend, as a matter of fact, and it's amazing what Facebook can do, and it's yes, it's. I was saying before I just got disconnected that one of the guests on my show this evening is a friend I've known for many years. Although we did not see each other or spoke together, we reconnected last week, and he came on the show, and it's so amazing that the conversation that was taking place is something that he's actively involved in now, and I will get him on momentarily. But I just want to let you know that the first segment of today's show is brought to you by Marquee Global Coaching and Consulting, and we are located at 536 Federal Road in Brookfield, Connecticut. So check us out. We are always looking for amazing people to empower. So stop by our website at www.marqueeglobal.com. I want to welcome guest 6806 to the chat, and we'll be going back and forth to the chat. I'm waiting on Reverend Evans to call in. And I also want to remind you, my listeners, that you can always call in and share your insight with us or ask your questions. We welcome you. So without any further delay, again, the number for you to call in is 646-915-8166. And today we're going to be talking about food. You know, what kind of foods are we eating? What's our eating habits and all of that? And we know vegan and vegetarian lifestyle is on the rise. Even the young people, the teenagers, are really investing in their nutritional intake and the quality of foods that they eat. And that's why we are going to be just sharing that today with you. I am not a registered nutrition by any chance, by any token, and neither is my guest. But he's been a vegan for 10 years, and we're just going to talk about what it means for him. And we are just going to share, you know, we are from the same country. We're going to talk about some of the eating habits we had in Jamaica and what we have grown to really embrace and accept now. So without any further delay, I would love to take this opportunity to welcome my honored guest, Mr. Kenton Roberts. Kenton, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing up there in Connecticut?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm happy that we can be on the air today because my community was among those communities that got affected last Thursday by the storm. And we were out of telephone, everything, and we just got it back late last night. And I was saying to my neighbors, I cannot believe how connected we are to electricity. We could not do anything, you know? And we don't realize how connected we are to these things until it happens. And today, yesterday I was speaking with someone about growing up in Jamaica without electricity. And I know I wasn't short of anything there, but it goes to show you how things has changed. So I want to just give you an opportunity to just introduce yourself to the listeners. And I'm still waiting on Reverend Evans to call in. And when she calls in, we will allow her to introduce herself and join the conversation. But in the meantime, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners, please, Kenton?
Well, again, I'm Kenton Roberts. I'm here in sunny Atlanta, Georgia. I know we pretty much running out of breath trying to keep up with all these different calamities. Every time we look, there's something else happening. Every week, twice a week, and we sometimes last trot of, where next are going to be. But I've been a total vegetarian for...
Oh, no. We're not going to go. We don't want to do that. I just want to introduce yourself. Tell the people a little bit about you and the work you're involved in. Then we're going to go into that part of it.
Sure. I'm just saying I've been a total vegetarian for 10 years, and I'm into marketing. I do that full time. I'm also a full time dad. I homeschool my boys, which means they are educated the way I want them to be educated. And also, I make sure I know exactly what they're eating. Mm-hmm. And, I should say this. I can proudly say they have been staying out of the doctor's office for years now because they're eating healthy.
Wonderful. I'm excited to hear you mention about being a homeschool dad, and I want to congratulate you on that because I have met hundreds of homeschool mothers, and I'm not saying that they are not homeschool dad, but you are the first one I have met, and that is a good thing. Nothing is wrong with the schools, but a parent who invests the time into the education of their children speaks volume about the quality of education that you want to make sure your children receive. And you know, I mentioned at the top of the hour about us being old friends and we know each other. It was just last Sunday that we reconnected. You sought me out on Facebook and sent a request. And like I always do, I screen the people on Facebook that I accept their request, because I'm here for business and I want to maintain a professional outlook on everything that I do. But especially men, not all the men are on there for professional reasons. So when you typed last week and said to me, long time, and I said, well, what do you mean? And I must tell the listeners, I have listeners from all around the world. But in the early 90s, in New York City, there the knockoff perfume were on the rise. There was I'm not going to call the name of the company because they are not sponsoring the show, so I'm not giving them any plug. But there was a certain company out of Atlanta, Georgia, that manufactured all the designer perfume. They made the knockoff perfumes. And we were among those people who used to peddle the perfume on the streets of New York City in the hope of getting our own distribution center where we were going to become entrepreneurs. And that's the reason how I ended up here in Connecticut. Hold on, I want to see if this is Reverend Williams. Just mean Evans. Is this Reverend Evans?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll put you back on mute. If you want to talk, you'll just raise your hand. Yes, and that it's a good thing that you treat people well, because you never know, you will disconnect and reconnect again. And that first stone or foundation that you lay, is that what the person will remember? So I was telling my friends, Kenton, during the week, I said, listen, man, when the man told me about the peddling of the perfume on the street, I knew. He knew me, because I said he could not make that up. So he knew me. So we all had a good laugh. So it is such a pleasure to reconnect with you. And we remember some late nights we used to be out there trying to make the quota, because half of what we sold was what was going to go in the bank to help us to become entrepreneurs. Huh?
Yep. It was a dream, and
yes,
that unfortunately didn't come true. But we learned life's lessons, and that was just one of the in the pathway to where we're
on our way to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, because you know, there's an old saying: not all that glitters is gold. But
sure.
I have grown to look on those glitterings and to just sift it out and see if there's one or two pieces of gold somewhere there. Even if the entire glitter is not gold, but if we separate it enough and spend a little time looking on those dust, we will find some gold in there. And we're not here to blame anybody, but whatever situation you find yourself in, be sure to learn from it. So, vegan, vegetarian, growing up in Jamaica, where on Sundays we cook 3 and 4 types of meats. And even when we were growing up as children, if we didn't have any meat cooking at home, We were never ever going to tell anybody that we eat in bush cabbage and turnip and carrot and chocho, cooked down brown stew together with scallion. No, we wouldn't tell anybody that and put some annatto in the dip and fall back or the rundown. We wouldn't tell anybody that, right?
Right. Yeah, so, because we were schooled wrong. We thought that okay, if we're not having steak and oxtail and the snapper and all the other and our fried chicken on Sunday, then we are not eating like the rich and famous. So we would hide that from our
peers.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'd hide that from our peers.
Mm-hmm,
and that's part of the schooling that we gotta really wipe off our brain and reprogram ourselves to think,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
not think outside of what we were learned as kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we come to a time in our life when we have to unlearn certain things. And I know my parents were farmers. So there's some part of that farm education I unlearn, and there are other parts I embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I can throw down a meal without any meat in it, and people be licking their fingers asking where is the meat, because I grew up there. I saw how my mother prepared meal. When I came here and saw soup that was transparent, I couldn't believe it. I said, even when Mama washed the pot that she made the soup in, the water that you used to wash the pot was thicker than this soup. I couldn't
right.
get it, because when you stick the spoon in it, it stands up. Because that's how thick the soup is. But then again, I grew up, saw my father butchering pigs, goats, chicken, rabbits, all of those things. And sometimes they would go to the market and buy beef.
Mm-hmm.
My father, or if he sold a cow, they would give 3/4 of the meat to the butcher, and they take 1/4 back, and they left that out of the price of the cow. So
mm-hmm.
even then, for those people who are saying they are eating the meat that they butcher themselves, I grew up seeing that too. So I'm exposed to a lot of those things, and I'm so thankful, Kenton, of my humble beginnings, because of the way I was brought up. And now I can make educated choices as to what I eat. Not because of what somebody tells me, but because of the choices I can make because of the informed decisions that I was exposed to.
And you know, I have similar experience. I remember on Friday morning early, my great-grandfather used to say, go and, you know, the butcher already know whose parents
yep.
you belong to, who's, you know. So you end up there and they know exactly what part of the cow you come to get.
That's right.
And another thing, too, we never have, you know, exposed to refrigerator. So
that's right, smoke.
Yeah, so it would be probably just Friday and Saturday. So we'll have part of that special part for Friday and part for Saturday soup or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
Sunday. And that's where I learned to season the meat, because even when I grew up and moved to Montego Bay, my husband and I, we used to buy the meat in the bulk. And I would clean the meat and season the meat in the way that it was going to be cooked. If it was curry, it was curried before it was frozen, because when I moved to Montego Bay, now I was grown, I was a nurse, I had refrigerator and all of that. So if we were going to cook steaks, it would be seasoned. So by the time you're ready to cook it, the season is, it's well marinated in there. And we grew up with all of that. My mother used to go to White House to buy fish. And I remember growing up, they did not have scales. They were they sold the fish by the string. There is one pink snapper and a yellow snapper at the bottom. And then there is a goldfish next. And then you put all the doctor fish and things on top. The sprat never go on the string. They sell you a bowl of sprat for so much. So listen to me. I've been out there. I know about all of that thing.
And, you know, what I want to do is let's go back to the foundation or the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad we touch on that a little bit, because you may meet people today who smokes or still eat meat, and they would say to you, oh, my great-grandfather did this, and my great-grandmother did this. But you know what? They weren't sitting around a desk. They were up and about every day. They were washing clothes. They were hanging out stuff. They were farmers. They were physically out there getting their adequate sunshine every day, and they lived long. And those animals were properly taken care of. They were out in the sun eating grass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, our father or grandfather meat is not what we're getting now. So
that's right. It wasn't packed with hormones and all of those things.
Right.
You know? Go ahead.
Sorry, let's put that in perspective. Because if we should go back to the foundation, let's take it. It says, you know, I mean, in order to really know what are the best food to eat, we must study God's original plan. And what is God's original plan really? If you look back on Genesis 1:29,
mm-hmm.
He gave us grain.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was right in the beginning. He gave us grain. And then, you know, even after Adam sinned, then, and they have to till the soil, that's when he introduces vegetables. So now you start doing fruits, grains, fruits, and herbs. Grains,
mm-hmm.
fruits, and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And he permitted meat way, way after
mm-hmm.
the flood, after the destruction of the flood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you study the generation of the Bible, you realize that men actually, their lifespan was shortened drastically after they started eating meat.
Eating meat. And yes. You know something, you talk about going back to basics. A lot of people are still, what is the word I want to use? They don't get the real understanding about the freshness of the food and things like that. They don't have the concept, because the only food they have ever seen is the way they see it in the supermarkets or in the refrigerator. They don't know what a tree or a real plant looks like. They don't know what it is to go out and reach up and pick a banana ripe from the bunch or an orange or that. So they don't understand. So when you speak to them the way you're speaking now, they say, oh, well, it's too much work. You talk about the way our ancestors ate, and they talk about it was work, and that was back then. That was back in caveman days. But I tell you something. That we need to do now. People will talk about buying and eating organic is so expensive. I say, have you looked at a prescription? Have you looked at the cost of a prescription when you walk in to fill it up in the store?
And that's exactly the balance. Because think about this for a minute. What would an open-heart surgery cost versus spending a fraction of that to preempt that? So basically, you're going to do a preventative method versus getting caught up in eating unhealthy for years and have to be trying to catch up or mend or patch your body up in the later years when you should be enjoying life.
Exactly. You know, I am. I was speaking with a colleague sometimes back, and I said to her, you know, I am so thankful that my core is solid. And when I say that, I mean growing up on that farm where I ate everything fresh. Yes, even the meat was fresh too. And when it wasn't fresh, it was cured over the smoke, because you heard Kenton talk about us not having refrigerator. And I talk about, I didn't know if he had, I didn't have any refrigerator. So the meat was smoked and pickled. But I tell you something, I'm not somebody for junk, but I look back. And even the times when I do not eat properly now, my regular and the frequency of what I'm supposed to eat, I am still having good health because of the base. My base is solid. My base is solid. Go ahead, Kenton.
No, I was saying, you know, and that's a very important point to make, and that's why I mentioned at the top of this call that the decisions I choose to make for my family and for my sons, so they will have a solid foundation. Because I think if you lay it early, you will save yourself a lot of money in the future. But not only that, to have a really successful, vibrant life. And, you know,
I want to share something. Jazzy 20 in the chat room writes, I get my veggies and fruits organic and meats organic. I live in a rural area. That is the only way that I am able to afford it, because it's cheaper. Yeah, and like here where I live in Connecticut, it's amazing to see things on the merit system. You go around, you drive around, and the fruit is out. You serve yourself, the veggies are out, and you put your money in the box or in the tin or whatever, and you serve yourself. You know, Jazzy also say, I believe that eating too much meat, eat too much meat, it takes days and months to digest in your system. So with me, it's about portions. Yes, a very good insight. Thank you, Jazzy, for sharing that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is merit to what he just said. As a matter of fact, I've been on a two meal diet for a while now, and that's something I decided to do probably about 2-3 years ago. There's merit to what he just said, because I have documents here and some I'm kind of looking for everything as I go, but it tells you how long certain food stays in your body. And they did a study that actually shows that you know, somebody eating breakfast and say having a sneaker bar, you know, 2 hours later, when they did the X-ray 4.5 hours later, they're still showing some of that breakfast residue still sitting there undigested, because each time you enter new food or use new food to the stomach, during that digestive system, it's like it started over again, all over again.
Okay. Just hold your thought there a minute. I just need to take a commercial break.
Sure.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind the people in the chat room that they can call in whenever. We love to receive calls. The number to call is 646-915-8166. We like to hear from the listeners. We love to include you. And the rest of the world want to hear. It's good when I read what you type, but it's better when you call in and they hear your voice. I want to thank caller 9271, who seems to be in, I think it's from the Stone Mountain area in Georgia. Thank you for listening on the line. Raise your hand if you want to be part of the conversation. So back to you, Kenta, and just continue with what you were saying, please.
Right. I was saying, each time that we introduce new food to the stomach, that digestive system triggers new enzymes to say, oh, wait, there's new food. So that digestive system actually starts over the process that it started already. So the only thing that we truly should have between our meals is water. And a lot of times we are so hungry, not hungry. We just need to, we're probably dehydrated and our brain is misreading that as hunger, when really what we need to do is hydrate the body, make sure we are drinking enough water. And there may be people out there, since, you know, we don't have anybody calling in yet with questions, but there may be people out there wondering, what would be my first step? And I would say your first step to becoming a vegetarian or to eating healthy, your first step would be reading your labels. You have to start reading your labels in order to know what you're eating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's so much different lingos on labels now where people have no clue what they're eating.
Yes,
if there's stuff on there that you can't pronounce, probably you shouldn't be eating it.
Not probably. If you cannot call it, you shouldn't be eating it. It's the bottom line. I want to remind the callers, 646-915-8166. We are here talking about what are we eating. What are we eating, really? You know, people are looking back, and I remember, like in Jamaica, how we used to fry up the chicken back and all of that. And, man, we used to eat everything. We don't let anything go to waste. It's just the feathers. We didn't eat the feather, but we eat everything. But we began talking about going back to basics. You've mm-hmm. been a vegetarian for 10 years. What happened? Why you decided this was the lifestyle I want for my family and myself?
Okay, what happened was education. You know,
mm-hmm.
for some, it's either an accident or a trip to the doctor that the doctor maybe told him, you know, you got 6 months to live. My story is not that colorful.
Mm-hmm.
My story is more about being around friends that were eating the healthy lifestyle, and I decided to try it. But in order to try it, you really have to re-educate yourself in the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
A simple thing as having your meal, I don't care what you're having. You see people gulping down stuff, and right behind that fork, they're sipping on the straw. That's
mm-hmm.
a no-no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. Basically washing down. Food shouldn't be washed down.
Mm-hmm.
Food should be eaten in such a manner that you eat real slow. You eat so slow that all the enzymes and saliva in your mouth will be able to liquefy the food to get it down in your stomach, and the digestive system, the digestive process, really starts in your mouth.
So you should be doing
that versus trying to gulp, you know, whether it's soda, especially soda, or water or whatever, just after you eat. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why a lot of us are so thirsty, either while eating or after we just have our meal, is because we didn't chew our food properly.
Yeah, but you remember beginning elementary school in Jamaica? The first thing, we used to call it infant school. The first thing when you go to infant school, they're teaching you how many times to chew your food, right? You shouldn't be swallowing it until you chew it 32 times. Do you remember that?
I know you're
a baby, but I don't know if they teach you that. Remember? You cannot swallow it.
Yep.
You cannot swallow it until you chew it 32 times. I want to welcome guests 6059 to the phone lines. And you people on the phone line, remember, if you're listening on the phone, you may as well raise your hand to say something. We just love to hear you. We love to hear you. But I want to go back to how you began that lifestyle. You said for you, you were around people who was already living that lifestyle. So apparently you look at them and you decide, this is something I want for me. But
yes,
when you got home and decide, I'm going to introduce it to my family, did they mm-hmm. think you were crazy? What were their thoughts?
At the time, we didn't have kids yet. And my wife was right in step with me. So that made the process easy. Because, you know, if you go in to make a decision, then you kind of want to make sure that the other party is actually in sync.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes this process way easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say here to all the mothers out there, I should say this right now. You are directly responsible for the well-being and the health of your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are responsible for what is being prepared in that kitchen and what is being put on the table.
You know, but Kenton, with all due respect, honestly, not all the mothers know how to do it. So they got to go out and learn, because I don't know, man. A lot of the mothers know, they really don't know how to cook, so they got to go learn how to do that thing. But if you don't know, don't be ashamed to go find out how to do it. You know, go learn how to do it. It's not like when we're growing up. You talk about mother's responsibility, and I take it back to basics. I remember all the mothers breastfeeding their babies in Jamaica. You know, we didn't know about any formula. We were on that breast until we began getting the arrowroot porridge and the banana porridge and the cornmeal porridge, or the fresh grated corn porridge with coconut milk, or the goat's milk, or the fresh cow's milk. You remember that?
Yes, yes. And let me tell you something. Let me say something here, because I don't know if you ever seen the documentary from Jamaica called Life and Death. Life and Death. And if you haven't seen it, you need to take a look at that, because you know what? The truth is, we were bamboozled and propagandized into, you know, in the 70s, 80s, or they come into Jamaica and they were going, oh, we spraying all the weed, because these guys are planting weeds up in the woodland and stuff like that. And while some of that was going on, guess what? That same spray killed a lot of our coconut trees in Portland, St. Mary, all those places. And you look, it's just sticks standing. Behind that came how bad coconut milk was for you, or coconut oil. Do you remember that? But check it out. Now you're going to Walmart and all these supermarkets.
That's
coconut
right.
Oil is one of the most expensive oil there is.
Exactly, and the coconut milk, like in the the half-gallon container, like the orange juice, someone is calling and they want to say something, and I'm going to take that call. That I'm not calling the brand because they are not sponsors of the show. However, that container that we get the orange juice in, that coconut milk is $4.99 in that box. So when I tell you I embrace my humble beginnings, I love it. caller, your last four digits are 9271. Would you please state your name, where you're calling from, and question, please?
Hi, my name is Arlene. I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hello.
Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. And yes, what's your take? What's your take on all of this stuff? What are we eating?
My take is that vegetarianism is the best way to go, especially with what we're getting from the stores these days. If what caused me to become a vegetarian more than anything else was watching a video of how they slaughter the pigs and the goats and the whatever else they give us to eat. It's just cruel and it's just distasteful. Mm. And I would say to anybody who wants to become a vegetarian, it's a tough thing to watch, but that will break you if you watch that, because you will see what you're getting on your plate. Mm. When God introduced meat to us, he wanted us to drain the blood from the meat before we eat it. And mm-hmm. do we do that? No, we don't.
Nope.
The butchers don't do that. We're eating blood, and
mm-hmm.
the life is in the blood. So whatever the animal is getting, we're
mm-hmm.
getting it. That's why there's so much diseases in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact of friends and relatives that came down with cancer, and
mm-hmm.
it wasn't until they got cancer that they decided to change their diet. And once
mm-hmm.
they change it and got a cleansing and start eating healthy, they were able to beat that cancer, and
mm-hmm.
I know of cases where they went back to meat. Oh, I'm doing so well, I don't
mm-hmm.
need to be a vegetarian anymore, and the cancer came back with a vengeance, and
mm-hmm.
I have a cousin who died from cancer. I have my uncle that died from prostate cancer. Why should we have this knowledge, not use it, and
mm-hmm.
it's when we are sick and dying that we're going to say, oh, I need to change my diet. You're what
mm-hmm.
you eat.
That's right.
You're
Arlene.
What you eat.
Arlene, how long
yes.
have you been a vegetarian?
May 12th of this year, 1 year.
Congratulations.
And I've not been healthier than I am now, and
mm-hmm.
I wish I had done it earlier. And
mm-hmm.
I did it based on watching that video and talking to friends and
mm-hmm.
seeing how you can be a vegetarian and not miss the meat. I enjoy cooking vegetarian
mm-hmm.
food mm-hmm. more than I enjoy cooking meat.
Are you on
There's
Facebook?
So much
Arlene, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am, but I hardly go on there. I don't
really have time for it. Listen, you need to
uh-huh.
make time after the show tonight. Look for me on there.
Uh-huh.
Friend me so you can send me the link. Because,
okay.
girl, you sound like you like to talk like me, and you would take the rest of the show. So,
oh, boy. Well, we
just,
don't want to take it away from Kenton. So.
We just want to give you time to say your closing statement. And I want to thank
well,
you for calling. And mark the show favorite and be a friend so you can come back.
I will. My closing statement would be, anybody who's a skeptic out there who would think vegetarian is not for them, try it. And if you try it and do it properly, read upon it and know what to do, you would enjoy it better than eating meat. You would be thankful and wish you had done it sooner.
All right. Arlene, thank you so much for calling in. Are you from Stone Mountain, Georgia area?
No, I'm from Lawrenceville, Georgia, just around the corner.
All right, girl. So when I'm down in Atlanta, I'm going to come by to have some vegetarian meal.
Oh, yes. Thank
All
you.
All right. So thank you for
Thanks
calling
for having
in.
Me.
It
okay.
was a pleasure. Was a pleasure. Was a pleasure.
Thanks.
Yes,
wow.
yes, yes. Isn't
wow.
that amazing?
Wow. No, let me tell you this. If you look on my page, you gotta go to like a really older post. I posted this on April 12th on my
yes.
Facebook page, and it says must watch this, and it gives you that video. I don't know if it's that particular
okay.
one she's talking about, but I have one on there.
Well, put
and
it on my page again, because sometimes I don't see a lot of stuff.
We'll share it on your page before the show is over. Now,
yeah,
bear this in mind. Bear this in mind, and a lot of people don't know this, and it's going to take some studies for them to find this out. But studies already have found out that those the animals that are mistreated,
mm-hmm.
they go through emotion just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And studies have shown that when they mistreat the animals or the trauma that they go through when it's time to get for them to slaughter these animals,
mm-hmm.
they let off a certain kind of enzyme in the bloodstream which enter the meat.
Mm.
And they kill that animal, you are also being fed that bad enzyme or that bad
ingesting. Hold your thought. We have another caller, and we are so happy they are calling in, so we want to take their call. Caller, sure. your last four digits are 6059. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi. Yes, my name is Sandra. I'm calling from Loganville, Georgia.
Hello, Miss Sandra. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing fine and go by Jazzy 20. But
hi, Jazzy 20. How are you?
Hi, Daphne. I think sometimes that we get confused and want to do it because I know I wish to do it, and I have tried the the tofu because, you know, I like the tofu, but just following through it. And I think sometimes, you know, with my husband, you know, I start the tofu and I start the veggies and all of that, but still he's a meat eater and I'm a meat eater. But we're trying to, like I say, we do portions. And,
yes.
You know, I think people, when God says in the Word that everything is good to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that was after, you know, the Israelites went through what they went through. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I even think like that. Well, he said everything is good to eat, so why
mm-hmm.
not just eat it, you know?
Yes.
And we have to, because I know when I cut back on meat, how my body starts to feel. It starts
mm-hmm.
to feel better. So I know
exactly.
it's something to it. I know
exactly.
it's something to it.
You know, I thank you because I am neither vegan nor vegetarian yet. I'm still a work in progress. And
mm-hmm.
I say that to mean I live alone. I don't hardly cook meat at home, very rarely. I do a lot of peas and beans. And like you heard my honored guest at the top of the hour spoke about, some people, the doctor has to tell them. Well, I tell you, it was... In 2009, I think it was, no, or 2010, whatever it was, my blood pressure hit the roof. And like my doctor said to me, oh, you lost 7.5 pounds, like bam, bam, bam. I guess now the weight is going slower because you're not scared anymore. But I tell you, Jazzy, when I look, I was on somebody's TV show 2 weeks ago. And when I came home and viewed the DVD, I look at the radiance of my skin. And I said, damn, girl, you look good. And I know now I am doing 2 juices a day. I'm eating majority raw. And yes, when I go out occasionally, I'm still having some wild salmon. But I don't shop for that at home anymore. And I know my skin, I'm feeling better. My energy is still high. And I look in it and I said, I've had enough meat in my life. And this is why I like how we have the opportunity today to hear from different people and so we can help to educate people. We are not looking to scare people, but we are looking to help them to make educated decisions around their health and the lifestyle that they live. So, Jazzy,
yeah.
How long have you been eating organic?
Well, I have been here for 2 years now in Loganville, And we have all fresh fruit, and they have meat houses that you go to and purchase your meats. And it's fed grain. Everything is fed grain. Grain fed. And from the cows, goats, everything is grain fed.
Well, listen, you know, men, I'm going to let you chip in, Kenton. You know, men take long to make their minds up about most things. So you just take your time and expose him. And,
right.
You know,
I do want to say, Daphne, I agree with Kenton because even though they are grain-fed,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they're still pumping them with hormones. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. So
mm-hmm.
even if they're grain-fed, it's not a, you know, you're not sure. You know,
That's right. You're just not sure. And where there is doubt, just eliminate it. Well, Jazzy, I want to thank you for calling. I think you're a regular listener. I don't think it's the first I've seen that name in the chat room.
No, it's not.
So I thank you for coming back. And you know I'm looking for somebody to manage the chat room. So if you know anybody who wants to help a sister out, just send me a message. We need some excitement in that chat room, man.
Thanks,
all right.
Daphne.
Thank you. Welcome. And listen, just tweet some people and tell them, come on, we have 38 minutes remaining. We need to hear from them. So go ahead, Kent, and you were going to say something to Jazzy.
Yeah, and Wanda, nice, you know, glad you come on. I'm just around the street from you. I'm in Lawrenceville.
All right.
And I cook vegetarian. So if you want to get with Daphne and we can share numbers that way, and you know, we can do that later. But I'm glad you're trying to eat healthy. And I think everybody else is trying to eat healthy nowadays. As a matter of fact, think about this for a second. Have you ever noticed these pharmaceutical commercials where they have these senior citizens either walking through the mountain or they're skipping through a meadow, or they're showing them in their kitchen and they have all these vegetables and fruits on the table? Have you ever seen them put meat on there?
Hmm.
Never. So I'm just saying the education is flipped, where these doctors and pharmaceuticals know what people should be eating, and when you're watching television, they try to show you that beautiful picture so you can buy the medication for you to be happy and feel happy about buying the medication. But at the same time, there's so much money involved in the milk industry, the meat industry, the pharmaceutical industry, which supply all the hormones and everything for the meat and for some of these non-organic food supply, that they would go beyond. And may I mention, anybody remember years ago Oprah, what they put her through?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, I'll never eat meat again. So,
mm-hmm.
again, we fighting some really big money.
Oh, yes, we know that.
It's one person at a time. If we can educate ourselves, we'll be living longer. We'll be living healthier lives. And I think one of the endurance for a lot of people is how to prepare it.
That's right.
And if you can't prepare healthy vegetarian meal, then you're gonna resort to that fast food or going back to where you're coming from because you're gonna get frustrated.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got to listen. I got to take a commercial here, you guys. So just hold on, Jazzy. Before I go to the commercial break, do you want to say anything else?
Kenton, I will talk with you about the, because I know that including with the meals, it's like the grains. And I feel like my body is so, like pasta and breads. My body is so much in tune with those things that seem like I gain weight. So that's why I kind of hesitate about, you know, getting so much into, but I know it's other things like the vegetables and the tofu and all of that. So I would like for you to explain to me about that when we come back.
Jazzy, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Would you look me up on there and connect with me, please?
I will mark
my show favorite so you know everybody who is going to be on. So I'm going to put you on mute for now, and then Kenton is going to come back. All right, just hold your thought there.
Welcome to Daphne's New Day Radio Show. Get your message seen by thousands. Place your ad on Dr. Daphne's International Bulletin Board for only $10. Go to www.drdaphne.in. Go there now and get your ad placed. Again, that's www.drdaphne.in. Hey, we appreciate your listening to Daphne's New Day Radio Show.
Yes, guys, remember, go there, open another section right now and support me there, too, because I'm looking to roll out some programs, and I want to give first dibs to my supporters on the radio show. So you want to go there, support me there, and sign up for my mailing list and everything. We are just getting ready to do some amazing things. I'm just so excited about the things that God is getting ready to do in my life. I was excited about what he's doing now, but I know the future is way out there. It's going to be a knockout. So you all got to stay tuned. So back to my honored guests. I want to remind you, come on, guys, call in 646-915-8166. And we are talking about, what are you eating, for goodness sake? Can you spell it? Can you call it? Do you know what you are swallowing? Listen, you guys know what I had for dinner today? Kenton, you know what my dinner was today?
I heard you mention it.
You heard me mention it, or you saw it on Facebook?
Oh, well, on Facebook.
Yeah, because I didn't mention it yet. I tell you, man, that was good. I had me some dal puri and brown rice. That thing was good. And I didn't know to make dal. My friend taught me yesterday how to make the dal. So I'm going to be making that baby now. So that was good. Yes, go ahead.
And remember, this is like a church, because once you have a testimony, you have something to tell. Mm-hmm. Your friend have something to tell and teach. So she taught you how to do that. Now let me answer Jazzy's question on that. Remember, and you know, like I said, it's re-education, because a lot of things in the world are flipped, where you see they say, oh, keep away from the carbs, just do all protein. Your body doesn't even process that much protein, because you don't need that much protein. As a matter of fact, you got to be careful you don't get too much protein. So, and carbohydrates is the fuel of the body. You need about 70 to 80% of it. But what you really need is the complex carbohydrates, not the refined stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not the flour, the white flour, and the white rice, and the white stuff, and the white bread. That's the problem, carbohydrates. You need the complex carbohydrates, because you're going to get a lot of fiber there that will break down the nutrients, so
I want to just insert something here. If you decide you want to go for the white flour, you should use the cassava flour.
Okay. So basically, the problem, and that's why, you know, a lot of times people say stuff off the top of their head and people run with it, and they never stop to question. If you examine the wheat, you realize that by the time you get white flour, what you're really getting is the bottom of the barrel, because what they did was, at first, when you look at the wheat itself, they take off that top piece, mm-hmm. and that becomes, they take out, that's what, the germ, mm-hmm. that wheat germ, and mm-hmm. then they take off another layer of it. So by the time you get it, all you're getting is that middle piece, so mm-hmm. you're not getting none of the rough edges at all.
No nutrient. It's a long time I don't hear that word used, Kenton, roughage. When I came to this country, I did not understand what fiber was. I said, man, in Jamaica, we eat roughage. They said, no, that's fiber. I said, no, it's roughage. Because when I went to nursing school, I was taught that it was roughage. Let me, Jazzy, did that answer your question? Did that help you out?
Yes, Kenton, I don't eat white flour anymore. I gave up sugar and white flour.
Praise the Lord, she's on her way.
But the only thing is that when I, did away with the meat at one time and just was doing the tofu, I went overboard and ate like the brown rice more and this and that, but that's still, portion. I have to do that, but I'm just wondering, and I did buy a vegetarian book, How to Cook, because I am a cook. But
go, girl.
Yeah, I just go overboard with that, so it's like, okay.
When you say overboard, Jazzy, when you say you go overboard, what do you mean?
I eat too much white potatoes, too much brown rice at a meal, and things like that, trying to compensate the meat instead
you
of
don't
letting
like,
the...
You don't like sweet potato?
Well, I love sweet potatoes, but I go overboard without eating like 6 ounces of sweet potatoes or 4 ounces. I go overboard trying to compensate for the meat. When I have the tofu. So, it's,
all right,
it's just,
so you got to work on your mind. Yeah. It's your mind. Yeah.
Right.
Let me see if Arlene.
Can I read this for you real quick?
Okay.
Let me read this for you real quick. You see, one of the problems is overeating. Okay? And if you study the Bible carefully, it's going to tell you that overeating is also a sin. But let's not get into that. Listen to this for a second. What influence does overeating have upon the stomach? It becomes debilitated. The digestive organs are weakened and diseased with all its train of evil is brought on by the result of overeating. So, again, everything in moderation and being temperate about it. And remember, the vegetarian lifestyle is a holistic lifestyle. So you got to couple that with the adequate amount of water that you're drinking. Getting your sunshine at the right time of the day. Because some people are out there when the sun is, between, say, 11 and 3, 4 o'clock in the day. That sun is way too hot for you. You got to get your sun early in the morning so you can break down that bad cholesterol and make it into good cholesterol. And the more of your skin that is exposed to the sun, your skin, which is the biggest organ on your body, produces the good cholesterol that you need. You have to get adequate rest. And let me say this to you real quick. Studies have shown that an hour before midnight is equal to 2 hours versus an hour after midnight. So if you're getting into bed early, say you get into bed 10 o'clock, you actually get 4 hours worth of rest versus if you go to bed midnight or 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the sunshine, getting your rest, and we just talk about temperance, which means you're doing stuff in moderation, everything in moderation. And that's where, that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, I was about, when I looked at your area codes, I was saying, I think you guys in the same community, but Kenton already acknowledged that.
She's one town over from me. I got a friend over that side, too.
Wonderful, okay. Wonderful. All right, Jazzy, thank you for calling in, my sister, and thanks for your continued support.
Thank you, Daphne.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, I hope she's still listening, but
yes.
I should say this real quick. In this country, there's a lot more to vegetarianism than just tofu, because a lot of times you tell people you're a vegetarian, they're like, okay, I don't like tofu. Listen, there's so much out there. If you like fish, I can fix your fish this evening. If you like goat, I can fix you. And these are all soy protein or different vegetables that they use to give you the same kind of, just because a lot of these things help you to transition from eating the meat to becoming to love vegetables. So if you have that taste bud for the fish and the meat and the stuff, I can fix you that, and you'll be looking for the bone.
Kenyon, just yesterday, we were in a conversation, and somebody was saying that now there are researches out, and I did not get an opportunity to find any supporting evidence that mm-hmm. is now saying that the soy products we should not be having either. They said that it's not good for the male reproductive system, and mm-hmm. it's also not good. It's a contributing factor to ovarian cancer. Have you seen any research to support that anywhere?
I've seen tidbits of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And remember, a lot of bashing of soy goes on, especially where women is concerned in terms of, you know, what is, you know, high estrogen and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. please remember this. And that's why I mentioned what happened in the 70s in Jamaica and the 80s when we were told, you know, my mom grew up on, they're giving you a little bit of coconut oil with whatever when you have a cold, garlic or whatever. When they use the same coconut oil and oil your hair, they use the same coconut oil and oil your skin and send you to school. I mean, coconut oil was using almost for everything. And then all of a sudden, this propaganda come up and tell you how bad coconut oil is. And all of a sudden, now you can't afford it. A little bit of bottle, you can't afford it. So I'm saying all of that to say this. Your research, everything in moderation. A matter of fact, a lot of the soy problems that they're having with soy is not necessarily the soy, but whether it's organic soy or not. If you're going to do soy milk, make sure it's made from a company that's reputable and used in organic soy. And I'm not going to mention the name because they're not paying for the show. Right, Daphne?
I'm sorry. What did you say, Kenton?
No, I was saying if you're going to use soy, make sure you get organic soy milk. But I'm not going to mention the name because they're not paying for the show.
Oh, no, they're not paying for the show, so we cannot give them any perks.
But the bottom line is there's a lot of propaganda out there where that is concerned. As a matter of fact, there's a link on my Facebook page that talk about watermelons in China that's exploding. One mm-hmm. of the reasons, they put so much growth hormone in this watermelon mm-hmm. that it's exploding on its own. So I guess even after they pick it off the vine or whatever, this thing
wow.
is just still probably growing or whatever going on inside, it does blow like a firecracker.
Ooh. Okay, so, we have another call. We love callers. We're going to take them. Caller, your first three digits are 415. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, this is Daphne Evans, and I'm calling from San Francisco. Hi.
How are you, lady? I don't know.
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry. I'm late calling in. I had a family emergency, but I wanted to let you call in and give you my love.
Okay.
And I did have a question. You know, my background. My family had a farm. But of course they never used any kind of fertilizer. They used actually organic fertilizer. And I wanted to know when I'm buying organic vegetables, you know, like here in San Francisco, would it be better for me to get them at the store or get them at, we have like this little, like, community gardens, of course, that they usually will use no fertilizer on that. So what would
you
be your suggestion on that?
You need to find the certified organic. Remember, that is what you have to look out for. But listen to what can't, and that's my practice.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, there's a couple of things here. One, yeah, Daphne is right. Make sure it's certified organic.
Okay.
But remember, if this is a little food stand or farmer's market kind of stuff where they're probably open, you know, only on the weekends or something like that, what a lot of communities are doing what they call community garden. So
what this one is. It's a community garden. It's right around the corner from me.
There you go. So what you're really achieving there is, one, you're not getting stuff that, I mean, you know, we're in Atlanta, so we're on the East Coast. We're not getting strawberries and whatever that's traveling all the way from California to get here because some kind of refrigeration has to take place, some kind of preservative have to be sprayed on them or injected into them to keep them
right.
Nice and red. So, but what you will achieve by buying from your local guy is, one, you're not getting something that's traveled across the country to get to you. Two, you can develop a personal relationship with your local grower, which means you get a chance to go and see what is there. You're developing this relationship, so he'll be able to tell you what's in your food.
Right.
And you'll see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that's the way to go. Now, while I'm saying that, let me mention this while it comes to my mind. Honey, like a lot of, you ever see, they say children should not use honey until they're, I guess, past 2 years old or stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Because of allergies. So what is happening is if you get in the local honey in your area, because the bee that produces that honey is getting the pollen and doing the pollination, all that stuff, is getting all the pollen and the sap and everything from the local trees. So it's the same thing you are inhaling when you're outside.
Right.
So it's already generic to your environment where you live in. Versus me probably getting my honey all the way from California. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is a lot of time people have food allergies, and one of the problem is they are getting their stuff from another country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
I would go with my local grower for sure.
Okay.
Let me say this, because sometimes if I don't say that, I forget, and I have to jot it down real quick. But think about this for a minute. You need to eat what's in season at the time. I know sometimes we live in America, and we think that, okay, I just have to have strawberries in the winter, so of course it's coming from Chile or somewhere. Or
mm-hmm.
from Afghanistan or wherever. Bottom line is, you know, I was looking at this some time ago, Daphne, and I said to myself, you know, when we were growing up in Jamaica, when it's mango season, they used to have a song say, wash your pot, turn it down, it's mango time.
Yeah, you eat all the mango.
When it was mango season, we eat all mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's white bananas, and then it's guinea pork, strawberry, whatever is in season. Because you know what? The truth is, God knows more than us. He made our body, so he knows that. So guess what? Every nutrient that you need is present in some way, shape, or form in those foods that are in season, different time of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
That's a good idea because, you know, my parents, like I said, I lived on a farm. I'm a big city girl now. I lived on a farm. And, we used to go around, you know, I lived in Ohio, and we would go around and we would, you know, pick the peaches and the peaches and everything that was in season because my mom believed in preserving, and we had big gardens and everything. And I was in so much better health. Mm-hmm. And that's what has happened since I went through cancer is that I've gotten to the place where I want to do all organic, and I didn't do chemo the last one. I actually did all organic food. And mm-hmm. built up my body to fight on its own. So
mm-hmm.
I really believe in what you do. My main thing is that I have to really, and it's so hard. I still eat meat maybe a couple of times a week, and I know it's not good for me. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to get away from eating like meat and just do completely organic. So
I'm going to read you a little thing here real quick. It's real short. It says the diet reform should be progressive.
Right.
Not only that, as disease in animals increases, the use of milk and eggs will become more and more unsafe to use.
Mm.
An effort should be made to supply their place with other things that are helpful and inexpensive. The people everywhere should be taught how to cook without milk and eggs. So far, and yet have their food wholesome and palatable. And that word palatable, I'm going with tasteful. And I mentioned that before. If you make your food simple and tasty, people will love it, you will like to do it. And not only that, your food needs to be colorful too, because you start eating with your eyes first.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. And that, and I did the alkaline. You probably heard about it. I did the alkaline diet of all of the alkaline foods. But I've got to go. I've got a call coming from me from family. But it was so good to hear from you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
For calling in. All right. Okay. We have to wind up here now. I'm trying to recharge my batteries here. But let us summarize, because I know we only have a few minutes, Kenton. What do you want to leave the listeners with?
Well,
just
like I mentioned education. So let me touch on a few things real quick. Read your labels. That's number one. So you educate yourself or re-educate yourself on what you're putting in your system, in your temple, in your body. That's number one. There's a bunch of studies out there. If you go online, the Blue Zone study, that they talk about a lot of the stuff and they study a lot of the people around the world. The China study is a very good book that's out there that study a lot of people around the world and how they eat and why they're living longer and what fish have to do with the diet and all that stuff. There's also an old book called Counsel and Diet and Food. That's a good place to start if you want to start on the spiritual side of stuff and see how to start eating healthy and why you should eat healthy. So, again, education. And, if anybody needs to ask any questions, any advice on how to cook certain things, you can always reach me through Daphne. And on top of that, there was a documentary out this month, I think it was, no, last month, May, that's called Forks Over Knives. And basically it was dealing with eat healthy with your fork so you don't have to go under the knife.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Before you go,
mm-hmm.
Because we only have 11 minutes remaining.
Okay.
If you could pick out three obvious things that you are seeing in the lives of your family and that people give you feedback about you now that you're going vegetarian, what are those things?
Well, for me, I don't have an issue with weight. So that's one. But you're not going to achieve that just by eating. You need to do all the stuff we talk about, drinking adequate water, exercise, getting adequate rest and stuff like that. Also, my kids, I have a three-year-old, since he left the hospital, never been back. And he's healthy, running around. He gets the cold. When he gets the cold, I know exactly what to do. I have a son who's going to be 7 next month. He have never been back either. So I think we're doing something good.
So let me ask you, you don't take them for their physical?
No.
You're supposed to, though. To make sure. Hold on. You're not taking them to get treated, but you got to make sure they are getting all the growth things that they're supposed to have in check just to make sure that everything is all right? Still need to take them to get that done. Did they get their immunizations?
No.
And I'm not, that they need to get too.
Yeah, well,
there are just certain things. So I'm just saying that on the show. I don't want people to think that
That's going to be probably a topic for another time, because immunization is a lot of, there's a lot of different arguments out there on that.
Okay.
That we could do a whole show on that.
Yeah, so we're not going there now, because today we're talking about what we're eating. But yeah. I don't want people not, because even though I'm eating right, I'm making sure I check to make sure my organs are fine, and everybody needs to check to make sure their organs are fine if they're going to be doing activities, that their body is right for the strenuous things that they're going to do. We want you to be wealthy all across the board, meaning eating right, making the right decisions, and we don't want you to do anything that you regret. So as Kenton say, research, read. Don't take anything that anybody tells you as law. You read it for yourself and make sure it is on point. So, Kenton, your closing thoughts, and you have 3 minutes for that.
Okay. I'm probably going to be done before that. Let me read you something real quick. Proverbs 23:2 says, "And put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite." And that's a powerful, powerful statement. And what does that mean? If you are giving into appetite, you might as well kill yourself, because basically that's what you're doing when you choose the love of food over the self-control that you need. And let me read you this quote real quick. It says, "The controlling power of appetite will prove the ruin of thousands when, if they had conquered and this point, which is the point of appetite, controlling appetite, they would have had moral powers to gain the victory over every other temptation of Satan. Mm-hmm. But those who are slave to appetite will fail in the perfecting of their Christian character.
Mm-hmm.
The continual transgression of man for 6,000 years had brought sickness, pain, and death as its fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And as we near the close of time, Satan's temptation to indulge appetite will be more powerful and more difficult to overcome." And if you tie that in with what happened with the three Hebrew boys and Daniel, remember they said to them, "Hey, give us pulse and water," which was like spinach and water, "for 10 days and see if we're not going to be fairer and stronger than all the other gods."
Yeah, but you know, three quarters of the world is addicted to food, just like they are with drugs and alcohol. So
there's a lot of
work to be done in that area.
And something that I touched on earlier is also when you eat these meat, you also gain that animalistic temperament. That's why we see so much crime in the world now. You also gain that animalistic temperament from the animal, so we start behaving like them, because we get all the enzymes and everything that's released when we're going to slaughter them, or the character or the temperament of the animal before it died. So if you had a bad bull and you ate that meat, you sometimes get some of that, because remember, the life is in the blood.
Did you get that from research, or is just your personal opinion?
No, that's from also our research.
Okay, all right. Because whatever we share on here, we want to back it up with facts, because we don't want to be speculating. So you have a minute and a half. What's a breakfast for you? Because that's the most difficult meal for people to figure out. So what would be a breakfast for you, Kenton, or for your family?
For one, For one, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. A lot of fruits, a lot of high fiber, whether it's going to be oatmeal, cornmeal, porridge, whatever your choice is, cereal, high fiber cereal, nuts and grains within that cereal. And make sure you have your water when you wake up in the morning before you eat anything else. You drink some water. Some people have a way of squeezing a little lime in there to alkaline the body before they actually eat their breakfast. Mm-hmm. You want to do that.
Yep, fresh lemon. I use lemon.
Right.
Or cider vinegar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vinegar is not too good for your body, but we can talk about that.
Cider vinegar, they say that it's good. There are many researches that sort of that.
But you know, again, you want to make sure, and there's a lot of breakfast that you can either start it the night before in a crock pot, you know, whether it's going to be a brown rice cereal or different recipes that's out there. But you want to get a high fiber diet, and you want to get in some of that carbohydrates because that's what's going to fuel you throughout the day.
All right. Well, I guess...
So let me close by saying this. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your insight. I want to thank all the callers for calling in. We just pray that this segment today will provoke your thought a little, so you can begin to think, what am I eating? When you open your mouth, what are you putting in there? And if we can butter your thought enough that you spit it out instead of swallowing it, if it's not good for you, well, our job is done. I see you again on Wednesday morning at 10 Eastern time. Again, I thank all my callers. I thank Mr. Kenton Roberts for coming on and sharing his personal lifestyle and the lifestyle of his family. Stop by the page, leave us feedback on what your thoughts are, whether you got anything from that, and let us hear from you. Again, follow your destiny. Kenton, I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you much. Thank you for having me.
I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. thank you for showing me, and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with his name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with his name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.